WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are celebrating our 25th anniversary with all sorts of fun. Had Andy Summers from the Police on this week. He played up at the Apple Center on Thursday night. Please go check that stuff out. It's one of the greatest stories I've ever told. It's certainly a better story than the Orioles getting swept in Dallas or the Ravens losing in Pittsburgh last week. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on Friday, and I'm going to be getting more Crab Cake Tours together now that the Ravens have, or the Orioles have been eliminated and we have full Ravens fever around here. We're going to be at Drug City. I am wearing the Drug City shirt. We'll be there on Friday. It's my birthday this weekend on Saturday. So Luke's coming down Friday. I hope you come down as well on Friday. We'll have cake, crab cake, gourmet potato chips, maybe some hand-spun milkshakes at Drug City, maybe some whiskey to go. Might need that this weekend. Maryland Lottery puts it all on. I'll be giving away free Maryland Lottery scratch-offs, not just on Friday at Drug City with Luke, with our friends at Window Nation, as well as Jiffy Lube, but again on Sunday morning. We're going to be up at the Hollywood Casino in Perryville. I will also have Raven scratch-offs for everyone in the sportsbook restaurant there. Kids are welcome. Okay. It's in the morning. If you want to bring the kids out, watch the morning game. There's no other games going on. No distractions. Ravens, Titans, big screen. Remember the Titans everywhere. And you can gamble in the games and have a good time. There's a $30 buffet, brunch buffet, great food all day long. Don't have to do that to participate. But if you do that, you can win $500 as well because it's a casino and they do things and it's fun and you can win and you can eat salmon BLTs and French toast and stuff like that. Christian Horton will not be with us on Sunday because he's on vacation, but he's joining us here because he's a good guy and he likes football and the Patriots. Well, they're not doing it. Between you and me, we're licking our purple wounds here. Christian Horton is a sportsbook manager of all things wagering up there at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. I will be up there all Sunday morning. Free copies of Purple Rain 2 for anybody that comes up as well. There's a wing eating contest and there's the chance to continue. I've been pretty good at picking games, Christian. I haven't stunk. We're 6 weeks into this. I'm making money, am I not?
Yeah, no, you definitely are. Yeah, you're definitely above the 500 mark. So that's all you need to be to make some money and have some fun. So yeah, you're doing quite well. I'm shocked.
How are you doing in a person? How is Hollywood Casino? Give me a little update here on what we're going to find because it's a little weird, right? 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday, you know, like they're playing so early. Might be fun. Nobody's going to London and everybody's licking their wound. Come on out to Hollywood Casino. What are they going to find when they get up there?
Yeah, no, everyone's excited for the Ravens London game. What we have going on at the casino, like you said, we have our brunch going on at the restaurant. So you can come up there early. Have spend $30, do all you can eat up there. So yeah, we have different things going on. We just moved our table games in front of our sports book, so it's more lively. You can gamble at the table games and also watch the game at the same time, and also place your bets. So it's quite lively. We're doing different things up there, having fun. So
20 minutes from Las Vegas is what I tell people. 20 minutes, yeah. You go in, sounds like, doesn't smell like Vegas because Vegas stinks. It smells better than Vegas, quite frankly. So it's got all the Vegas offers. It's closer. And for $30, you get the buffet all day. Come on out. We're going to pick the Ravens game last. I did pretty well last week. I was above the fold. You know, you keep picking against me, dude. I watch you week after week. I circle him, man. I got him here. I'm like, I beat him on that one. He beat me on that one. And you took New England against New Orleans. I have that circled here as well. So for you with this week and where we are, we're starting to settle in to know good teams from bad teams. I feel like I have a little bit more confidence. Vegas has a little more confidence in lines. Let's start things here. Denver going to Kansas City on Thursday night. By the time some folks hear this, I'm going to go ahead and take the chance. I think the Broncos really stink, and I keep hearing Sean Payton and Russell. They're going to win four games this year. This isn't going to be one of them. I like the Chiefs at home. 10.5 is a lot of wood, but I'm willing to lay it on Thursday night.
Yeah, no, like you said, 10.5 is a lot of points for me. I'm still on this Denver train. I'm going to ride that thing out until the end of the year. So I'm going to take Denver with the points here.
Well, you just like those white uniforms last week. They were right. Did you like that?
Yeah. They were nice. They were nice. I like the color coordination. Yeah. I like them for sure.
You young guys with these color rushes and all this stuff, man, we went through this last week. You being, Gen, what are you? Gen Z? Is that what you consider? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't follow that trend, but I'm 30, so whatever that puts
Dude,
me.
if that jersey was
Yeah.
good enough for John Elway, they should put it back on. That's what I think. All right, Sunday. Obviously, the Ravens are the early game. We'll get to them last because I picked them last, and I'm picking against them anyway. Commanders at Atlanta, 2.5 point favorite here. The Falcons at home. You know, the Commanders are one of those teams that, like, I don't know week to week what we're going to get. We ain't got much lately.
Yeah, no. I like the Commanders too. Like you said, it's kind of both teams are the same. You don't know what team you're gonna get. I'm big on the defense with the Commanders, so I'm gonna take the Commanders with the points here.
Good for you. I'm going to take Atlanta in this game and scale the 2.5 points. 49ers might be the best team in the league, right? They're going to Cleveland this week, which is probably, as Walter Matthau once said, bad news for the Cleveland Browns. 7-point underdog, a lot of wood on the road. A lot to recommend San Francisco. By the way, Christian, I was in Dallas this week and I
Yeah.
toured the Star in Frisco. One of my dear friends is a Cowboys PR director, and I got like a real tour, locker room, the whole like, and it was a little bit of a down day, but they got their ass kicked. And there was not good vibes in Frisco, Texas, in the Star. Jera was not happy on Tuesday. 49ers look like the best team in football. I mean, it's very, very hard to not like them in this circumstance. And, you know, I don't know what to make of the AFC North with all these teams after what happened with the Ravens last week, but I think the Browns stink. And I'll go ahead and spread the 7 points. I like the Niners on the road in this one.
Yeah, no, I like the Niners also. Like you said, they beat the Cowboys down like I thought they would in a primetime game. Like you said, the Browns are just figuring things out there. They're hurt everywhere, every position, quarterback, running back, wide receiver. So, yeah, I like the 49ers also with the seven.
1.5 to make you laugh. The Saints are favored in Houston this week, where they're going to be playing baseball. Obviously, baseball will be king this week, you know, the whole state of Texas, strangely enough. I think the Texans are better than maybe we give them credit. They have rookie quarterback. I didn't think when I saw them in week one, I thought they're going to win three games. They're going to win six, seven, eight games, I think. I mean, like they're going to not be a lottery pick this year. They don't stink. I think the defense is better than that. I'm going to go ahead and take the 1.5 at home with Houston. I like points at home.
Okay, yeah, no, your observation is spot on. I like them also, but I'm gonna take the Saints on this one. They beat down my Patriots pretty bad. Their defense really stood out to me, so I think they're gonna get to the rookie quarterback and cause problems with them. So I'm gonna take the Saints on this one.
Boy, people love this Miami team, right? 13.5 point favorite. And I don't know that there's anything to recommend Carolina in this circumstance, but we're getting to the point where I don't think the Dolphins are a good team. I mean, they are fine. 13.5 point favorite at home. We're starting to talk about relegating the Carolina Panthers at this point, right?
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. The Panthers stink. But also Miami's just one of those teams, you know, it's the first to 40 if you can score 40. You know, their defense not too well, but their offense obviously, you know, puts up a lot of points. So I'm gonna take Miami with the points on this one just because Carolina can't keep up with them in the scoring.
It's like a college point spread, 13.5 points, right?
Yeah, no, it is. You don't see that much in the NFL at all, man.
Well, that's all the more reason as an enticement to take the points, but I'm not going to do it either. I'm with you on that, Miami. I also want to call Christian Horton here from Hollywood Casino Perryville. We're going to be there Sunday, bright and early. You know all about it. Come on out and join us for the Ravens and the Titans. Seahawks at Cincinnati. Cincinnati with a little bit of an awakening. They're 3-point favorite at home, which feels pushy to me. You never like these West Coast teams playing the 1 o'clock. I'm gonna take Seattle. I like Pete Carroll. I think once they get their act together there a little bit, they can be dangerous. And I'm down on Cincinnati. I really am. They're a 3-point favorite in this game at home. Give me Seattle. Give me the points.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. Also, I like Seattle with the points. Also, Cincy, they beat a bad Arizona team, so I'm not going to overreact too soon. So yeah, I like Seattle also with Pete Carroll.
See how bad Arizona is in 2 weeks because the Ravens get them. Colts at Jaguars, 1 o'clock game. What a Jaguars are Jekyll and Hyde, right? And the Colts might be sneaky enough to beat teams because of their defense at some point, just winning games, taking the ball away. Maybe they can run the ball a little bit better. You're bringing Taylor back now, so you wonder about that. These division games tend to be tight in general, and that division's kind of screwy. It just is. I mean, I don't know what version of the Jaguars show up this week. I've been too hot on them. Most of my losses have been Jaguars losses this year. They're a 4-point favorite at home. I'm inclined to take the Colts in the points here.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with the Colts on the points. Also, this is a big revenge game for Gardner Minshew. You know, he's the starting quarterback for the Colts now. You know, he's going back to Jacksonville where he started. So I think he's going to throw a few touchdowns and Taylor gets into the end zone. So I like the Colts also with the points.
You like his mustache over Trevor Lawrence's hair. Vikings
Oh,
at
100%.
Bears. Vikings on the road, a 3-point favorite in Chicago this week. You talk about rivalry games and all that. Boy, the Bears are trying to find their way, right? I mean, like, and down the bad franchises, once we get into October and you know you're not making the playoffs, you know what I mean? The season sort of becomes an indictment on the quarterback, on the coach, it becomes all of that. And Chicago has all that sort of piling up on them. So much so the Vikings, who haven't been very good, who've been a disappointment. But I think I thought of Minnesota as being a decent team when the season began. This feels like a spot they'll win. I'll give the 3 points up, begrudgingly, but I'll give the 3 points up. I'll take the Vikings in this game.
Okay, no, I'm with Chicago on this one. Just like you said, it's just two bad teams trying to figure out where they are, where they're going. I think they're both in the top five draft picks. You know,
Really?
the
You think
Vikings,
Minnesota's that bad?
well, they just had Justin Jefferson just got hurt. You know, he hurt his hamstring. So you know, they don't have much receiver wise or running back wise. So I like Chicago also. Oh, I'm sorry, I
Or
like Chicago. I'm against you.
I picked you, Chicago and Washington are my games I have to watch in order to beat you. But I'll get up early in the morning on Sunday. I'll be up at Hollywood Casino. We'll be ready to do this. By the end of the day, I might be worn out. I mean, by the time we get the Giants Bills at 8 o'clock, 4 o'clock games, Patriots at Las Vegas. You know, I saw the other day, we're talking about ticket prices and, you know, interest in I was down in Dallas and there was Phillies on Thursday, game four, $400 get in. And then last Monday night, I looked at the Raiders with the Packers. It was $400 to get into that football game at Las Vegas for two awful teams. The Raiders are 3-point favorites. To be awful teams, dude. This might be the end for Bill. You're Patriots here. I mean, you take them every week. I'm sure you're going to take the 3 points on the road. I'm sure the Patriots are all running out to Las Vegas, the fans. Blah, blah, blah. So Tom Brady's going to own the team out there before it's all over with. The Patriots, there's nothing to recommend them right now, right?
Yeah, no, the Patriots are struggling. They're struggling. There's some problems in the locker room, just brewing. So, I mean, to be honest, I don't love them with the three, but I think they don't win. I think they lose, but I think they cover the three in a tight night game with Josh McDaniels, their old coach. So, I
You
like
got
New
me
England.
freebies every week with you taking the Patriots. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to
Mm-hmm.
pick against them every week because A, it makes me feel good, and B, they suck. The Lions, who we will see next week around these year parts, on the road, a 3-point favorite in Tampa Bay. Everybody loves Detroit. I mean, I can't remember the last time Detroit was favored on the road 2 weeks in a row. It's happening. I guess it won't happen here next week unless things fall apart for the Ravens. There'll probably be a dog here, but this is certainly a game that, as a 3-point favorite, I think they can cover this number down in Tampa.
Yeah, no. This is a weird game for me. They're both 3-1 at the moment. You know, just 3.5 was a little too much for me, especially them being away. So I'm gonna go do, against you on this one. I like the Buccaneers at home. So yeah, I'm gonna take them.
You got that line of 3.5. See, I have it at three.
Oh,
And
you
this
have it
is
at three.
where,
Okay,
well, this
so
is
okay.
where, hey, this is where value happens at a casino, where maybe you can speak to this as a sports book manager. We just had a really natural thing, right? Like, I'm like, whoa, you give me three or three? Wait, what do you give me, Christian? What
There you go.
So what? Tell me about that, because that is really at the razor's edge of being a gambler, right? Like that I may win that bet, lose that bet, or push that bet just based on you, and I didn't even talk about it. I said three, you said 3.5, we agree, we move on. No, not come Sunday, right?
Well, to be honest, I just had what you said. I just did. I literally looked at the paper and I saw 3.5, and I was like, oh, I think Tampa Bay might kick a field goal at the end, and you know, Detroit ends up winning by three, so I didn't want to lose that
So
bet.
it's
So
three,
that's
it changes it for you.
it changes at three. You know what I mean? Then it becomes a push. So that's why I like Tampa Bay more than you know, who is it? Who'd
Is
you
it number
pick?
three or is it number 3.5? Tampa Bay and Detroit.
Detroit. You know, I have it at 3.5. That's why I like it more. So yeah.
All right, here's what I'm going to do.
We're gonna do three. Let's do
It's
three.
you want to do three? Are we
Let's
going to
do
do
three.
three then? Okay, I'm going
Let's
to
do
do
three.
three. See, look
Let's
at this.
get there.
We're hashing this. It's my birthday. Give me the half point. That's fine. by the end of the day, if the Ravens lose in London the way they did last time, I'll need the extra half point. I'll need a half a shot. Arizona at L.A. They're taking on the Rams out there at SoFi. That's a 4:25 game. We're going to see Arizona in 3 weeks. You know, Detroit, Arizona, these are the teams we're seeing the next couple of weeks. I'll be watching these 4 o'clock games with Scott Hansen as well. And up there at Hollywood Casino, I'm sure you'll be cashing bets. Rams are a 7-point favorite at home. Really speaks to how little people feel about Arizona. They flashed a little bit here and again, but 7 points. And I'm not sure the Rams quarterbacking, is right. That's a lot of wood for me. I'm going to go ahead and take Arizona and the points late in the day.
Okay, no, I like LA on this one. Just a better defense, better coach team. Even though they're on the road, I think they blow Arizona away. Arizona, you know, they sunk up the bed last week, so I like Matthew Stafford to throw a few touchdowns.
Phillies are in the NLCS. I don't know how many people care about the Eagles, and they're 7-point favorite on the road with the Jets. They better not lose. The Jets are battling, though, right? You know, the 7-point dog at home to the Eagles. I'm sure the Eagles fans are going to take over the turnpike. You won't want to stop at exit 4 on the way down there. You know, I'll take the Eagles and I'll spread it. To your point, if it goes to 7.5, things change for me. Right? That's where the half point would be like, well, maybe I'd be more inclined at 7.5 to take the Jets. But at 7, I'll take the Eagles. I'll spread the points.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I like the Eagles also. The Jets, like you said, they're improving week to week, not going to lie. But the Philly's just a stronger team, a better coach team. So I like Philly on this one.
The battle for the state of New York, the Giants and the Bills. The Bills got all the money from the state of New York to build their new stadium, which they richly need up in Orchard Park, I should say. 14-point dog, Giants. Giants stink. 13.5 with Miami. It's big, big, big wood delay. But sometimes you put these nighttime games on. That San Francisco-Dallas game being a great example. Wouldn't matter what the spread was in that game. I'll spread the 14, but this, you know, I feel like I'm going to lose this bet somehow.
Yeah, like you said, this is a college spread. You know, it's a little tough. You don't see this much in the NFL, but the Giants just stink. You know what I mean? Daniel Jones I think this week he hurt his neck or something like that. So they don't know if he's going to play. They're still trying to figure that out. Still no Barkley. So I like Buffalo to cover this easily.
All right, Christian Orton is here. And the last pick is Cowboys and the Chargers. Also at SoFi Stadium. That NFL Network, they put it there. Monday night. 2-point favorite, the Cowboys. I think, you know, I'm good luck right now, right? I mean, I was in there. Their star. I touched the little thing that the little star. Jason Garrett has this thing when they come in from their practice. So I touched their little star. I think that's a little magic for the Cowboys. For all my friends like Mark Messina, Dave Muir, my late great friend Saul Schwartz, who loved the Cowboys. I felt like I was on the tour for them. They're not going to lose in LA. I think they're going to win. I will spread the measly 2 points, and I'll take the Cowboys this week.
Yeah, no, with the Cowboys with the 2 points also, this is their bounce back game. They have to win this game. Otherwise, the season kind of turns into this, you know, turmoil, you know, problems start to arise in the
which I wouldn't mind at all. I'm always happy for turmoil in Dallas. You know that.
Yeah, yeah. There's always drama in Dallas. You know, it wouldn't be an NFL season like it without it, you know. So, but I like Dallas to cover in L.A.
All right, so do I. And so our picks against were you have Rams, Patriots, Bears, and Redskins. To separate us, I am ahead of schedule here. We're going to be on Sunday morning up at the Hollywood Casino in Perryville, where Christian is the sports book manager. He joins us every week to have some fun, to pick some games, and to welcome you up to beautiful Cecil County for the brunch buffet. $30, all you can eat all day long. Giving away copies of Purple Rain 2. There's a wing eating contest. The Ravens begin on these beautiful big screen TVs. You can bet the games, play blackjack, play table games, have fun, free parking. And you don't have to pay to get in. If you don't want to eat the buffet, you can do what I do. Just order the salmon BLT off the menu, get an ice cold beer, maybe a little Bloody Mary or some Orange Crush action there. I was really, really hoping that it was like day one, the American League Championships. You know, like it was all my calendar. Sunday night, I got to get out of Hollywood Casino by 11 in the morning. Got to get to the championship. Man, the Orioles, right? Like, I mean, this was so disappointing. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't want to be rude on behalf of your friends at Penn Entertainment, but I have a feeling a lot of people cash tickets on the Orioles or put you know, put a bet down and didn't win.
Yeah, no,
the
no,
casinos
no.
cleaned up around here lately yeah. because people love the Orioles here and they wanted the they wanted the
blue. No, 100%. No, I was telling all my managers, I was saying we're gonna have to bring out the Brinks trucks if the Orioles win the World Series. So yeah, no, you're 100% right. You know, a lot of people are on the Orioles, so it was an exciting season to see them, you know, do what they did. But I think a lot of people had their hearts broken at the end, especially them seeing them getting swept. And we did not pick the Ravens game. I just noticed.
Oh, I'm picking against them this week in London.
You're okay. You're yeah. Okay.
I saw them play last week. Yeah. Until they go out and impress me. Yeah. I mean, from a fan perspective, a local perspective, what I saw in Pittsburgh last week, I don't like the coaching right now. I don't like the leadership right now. I don't like their resolve when things go wrong right now. I've watched them piss away 2 out of 3 games against teams they shouldn't. I know they're 3-2. I know they're a good team. They're the class of the like all that. They're on an airplane over in London, living upside down for a week, trying to get healthy after what happened in Pittsburgh. If they go out and beat me on a bet Sunday, good for them. But I'm not picking them Sunday. No way.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I think Derrick Henry runs wild on him. DeAndre Hopkins finally gets in the end zone for the first time this year. So, yeah, I'm right there with you with Tennessee against Baltimore. They have things to figure out with their team.
Well, the Ravens
injuries.
Can win by a field goal, and I win the bet.
There you go. Yep. Justin Tucker.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel safe in saying that the Ravens can win, but if they win, it's going to be by – you know, that,
or,
that's the way they play. They're not going over to Tennessee and running right and running left on Mike Vrabel. I don't believe that. I feel like the Titans are going to keep this thing close enough that the Ravens are going to have to show me something and steal a game instead of giving a game away. Like literally finish a game, go finish a game. That's my mandate to the Ravens. And then I'll pick them against the Lions here next week. Because we all know the Lions are pretenders, right?
Yeah. We'll
They've been see. Pretenders we'll for see. 50 all my lifetime. So Christian Horton is here. He's only with those pretenders up in New England who used to win championships. So he picks them every week. I'm not the homer. I pick the Ravens every week for the first 26 years. The last 2 years since they threw me out, I'm on the up and up now. We'll pick them when I feel like they can win. They can win this week. I mean, there's no doubt. I don't like the operation right now. I don't like what I'm seeing. Let's put it to you that way. And this is about Harbaugh and it's about Lamar to sort of organize this thing. And Monken. I mean, the defense looks great. I mean, I think the defense is going to be, and I think I said to you when we first met, I'm like, I think their defense is going to be better than their offense. And all we've talked about are wide receiver, Lamar, running game, J.K. Dobbins and all that. In the end, we're in the middle of the season and it really is about their defense. And the same way it was about the pitching for the Orioles last week, right?
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. Yeah.
All right, dude. Go back to your vacation. I will see you at the casino next week. Christian Horton is the sportsbook manager for all things Hollywood Casino up in Perryville. We will be there bright and early and wear purple on Sunday morning. Come on out. We'll say hello. Free copies, Purple Rain, to $30 buffet. That's optional. If you participate, you can win $500 as well. So eat well, get some French toast in you, get some eggs and bacon. We got a wing eating competition. And a beautiful casino, 20 minutes from home. Come on up and say hello, Hollywood Casino in Perryville. They are our partners for the football season and in picking games and have allowed me, at least Christian's allowed me, to look really, really smart when I pick winners. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Andy Summers, the Orioles elimination, and the Ravens coming back home next week and playing the Lions. We're WNST. Stay with us.